It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
All right. I won't do this now.
You're posting it now. All right, welcome back
to doing
the
it now.
Darren Copeland Experience. That's the experience.
You should see how it's like if you can't turn it off.
You can't turn it off.
It hurts, man.
So, on Mile High Sports website,
yes,
I see that Von Miller was hanging out with Johnny Manziel, and I was wondering.
Well, they're teammates. He's trying to help him out.
I think Von Miller's trying to actively try to get Johnny Manziel here. He wanted him last year.
He does, but I think that he realizes that Johnny needs like to be the pool boy at Studio 58. as I was just telling you, what needs to happen. He needs to learn some discipline. And, you know, I honestly think that Von Miller, with everything that he went through with all his, you know, his marijuana positive tests and all the other stuff, kind of understands a little bit of what Johnny Manziel's going through and honestly cares about him. He's not a good enough quarterback to be here.
We don't have a good quarterback right now. He couldn't be any worse than who we have.
I will take Trevor Siemian over Johnny Manziel in a heartbeat, man.
You know, the more I hear people just lick the boots of this Trevor Siemian kid.
I'm not licking anybody's boots.
Everyone's
man.
Like, oh my God, he's so great. He was barely average last year. And I understand some of it was the offensive line, but he holds onto the ball too long. Wasn't particularly accurate, which we knew he wasn't when he played.
In his first four starts, he was 4-0. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Kyle Orton went 6-0, and he was the worst quarterback I've ever seen in person.
And I love me some Tim Tebow, but you never see a Tim Tebow practice, man.
Don't need to see honest him practice to God, in a honest game. He
to
won
God,
games.
Honest to God, Tim Tebow might have been oh my God.
But Tim Tebow won games.
God won games.
Somebody won games. He wasn't a practice guy.
Some Jesus guys died. Practice Jesus guys. Died for your sins, but Tim Tebow made the comeback, right? Is it something like that?
He made the comeback. I hated Kyle Orton. Couldn't stand him. He was terrible. And basically, in my opinion, Trevor Siemian's a poor man's
I just
Kyle
think
Orton.
I just think no. I think that he's a poor man's better than Kyle Orton. I think he's a guy who was in a bad offense. I think he'll be in a better offense now. I hope that Captain Morgan does better.
I think he will. I think he's physically got more talent than Trevor
and this
Siemian.
Is the point where we should actually probably, you know, we are trying to be more disciplined here, and since we're talking about, you know, Broncos, and we have to, you know, say, you know, this is, you know, now it's time for Broncos talk, sponsored by somebody.
I don't know. Do Could we have heavy. To? Can we, can't we just talk about things?
Did we decide
I'm
on
trying to, I
yet?
Said more focus. I think we want, I think that I would like the,
Lola?
I would like, no that's for Tony Romo. I would like the Denver Broncos, the prayer for the Denver Broncos. I think that is okay. the perfect thing for that. And so, and if you don't know what the prayer is, it's thus. See how I use thus?
Mm-hmm.
That makes it sound more official.
Very more biblical.
It's like Latin, but not.
No, it's not Latin. Yeah.
Us,
they. That's a different kind of Latin, yes.
Us, they.
I just think Denver, I mean, you know, RG3's out there.
I think that he went great last year.
Why not take a flyer on these
Broncos
guys?
Update.
We hope our beloved Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship and once again bathe in the glory of your light. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos. Let's go.
Here's what I'm saying, okay? Here's what I'm saying is this, is that I believe that that Trevor Siemian spent a year under Manning and understands about how to get rid of the ball, just not in an offense like that. I think he'll be better suited. I hope he's better, but you can't.
Plus, he's also injured.
Romo is
always hurt.
Romo is brittle. Romo's yeah. brittle. So why do you want to bring in someone who's worse?
I'm not.
For $10 million?
I'm not talking about. Did I ever mention Romo?
Well, here's the problem.
Here's
what I'm hearing. Here is the scuttlebutt that I am hearing coming out of Dove Valley. And the scuttlebutt is that he is not. And by he, I mean Captain Morgan. And by Captain Morgan, I mean
right.
Paxton Lynch.
Everyone thinks he's not working hard enough, which is why he put out that video showing him actually working hard.
When you're the rookie and you have a chance to become the starting quarterback, sometimes it would behoove you to actually work out at the place.
He never had a chance last year.
He never had a chance last year, no.
No, and he does this year.
But I thought that he did have a small chance, and he blew it against Atlanta. He didn't look very good against Atlanta. who frankly they should have beat. The Broncos should have beaten Atlanta.
Here's the problem. Denver's offense under Gary Kubiak, it's a very similar to the one that Shanahan had here. It is a very complicated, very difficult offense. Shanahan himself said, it takes 3 years for an offense to master this system, and the first year you're not going to be very good. The second year you're going to be better, and then the third year is when it really starts to click. You have to keep that personnel together. You already had a quarterback who had a year under that system, so he had a head start mentally, and he knew that system better. You put a rookie in under any system, it's going to be difficult, particularly one like that. He never stood a chance.
It worked for Dak Prescott.
But Dak Prescott doesn't use the same offense. They have a completely different offense in
Dallas.
Oh,
I thought you were talking about just in that offense.
No, they
have
a completely different offense.
He certainly wasn't suited, but listen, man, it was an offense that was an offense that was suited for Paxton Lynch.
No. Paxton Lynch had never really taken a snap from under center, and Gary Kubiak loved having
him. Yeah, but he's a runner.
I look forward to Mike McCoy putting Lynch in the shotgun 70% of the time. Because, hey, guess what? You can run out of the shotgun. You really can. They do it all the time.
I can't. I mean,
I can't either, but teams do it. And for some reason, Kubiak had this blind spot where he's like, well, we've got it. If we want to have a better running game, we've got to be behind center. So that's what we got to do.
You know something? And this is what people just don't understand. And you know, when they talk about, like, and listen, I'm serious about not wanting Tony Romo. And I believe that Peyton Manning is brittle and not a very athletic guy, even though he's very athletic. But let me tell you, I've stood on the sidelines and watching these people who are so much larger than me.
Oh, yeah, their houses.
Moving. I mean, even the slow guys move so fast and they're so big that. I mean, I think about, like, if I was ever going to take a snap.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope to survive it. I mean, I really would hope to survive. I mean, for God's sakes, you barely survived.
Yeah, well, yeah. That was in college. I mean,
Yeah. So anyway, I can tell the story in 15 seconds or less.
I'm not going to tell the story. Don't tell the story. Doesn't matter. All I know is.
Big Fuzz got his butt knocked off.
Knocked out.
That too.
That was in college against big players, but then you go to the NFL and they get even bigger and faster. So, yeah, it's tough, and players get hurt. And I don't want Tony Romo here, but if we were willing to bring in Mark Sanchez last year, I just don't understand why they wouldn't spend $1 million and bring in RG3 or Colin Kaepernick and say, hey, let's just see.
Because neither of those guys are going to go for $1 million.
Why not? They're not playing anywhere else. They don't have any other options. And the Jets maybe will take one of those two, but they're likely to take Cutler. Then where are they? They're nothing. They don't have a thing.
I think the Nuggets. I think the Broncos.
Nuggets. Nuggets.
We'll get Nuggets. We got Nuggets. Because there's a development there, but
what do you think the Broncos are doing?
I think the Broncos think that they're fine at quarterback.
Oh, I'm sure they think they're fine. I absolutely have no doubt that they believe in whatever alcohol-fueled stupor they are in, that their quarterbacks are good enough to win a Super Bowl, but they aren't.
John Elway, okay, in John Elway, I trust. When I first married my wife, I told her that he was God. Sorry, I mean, just he's God.
Right.
And I told her, as whenever he would be on TV, I'd be, oh my God, there's God. Or the time that I was coming out of the interview room, and he was coming in, and I walked right into his chest.
Right.
Like if I could have given him a motorboat.
Right.
Didn't. I mean, yeah, I didn't. No, I was respectful.
Very
I was
glad
respectful
you did not.
Because he's God.
Yeah, well.
So when I told that story, I said, listen, you don't motorboat God.
You don't.
Unless
you're Mrs. God, then you can, I guess.
You can't Mrs. God a motorboat. Only God can motorboat. Well, see, now we're getting into a lot of theological orders there that we just don't want to go into.
I trust LA. I just don't know.
I bet you God could motorboat himself.
Well, he can do anything. I don't know that I am very happy with. Here's the other thing. Everyone has been saying, oh, the Patriots are winning the offseason. Like, no, what they're doing is they are trading away a lot of picks for players that may or may not be pretty good. The one player I think that they did get that's going to be pretty good is the real fast guy. But this tight end that they got from Indy, I mean, basically the problem is whenever the Patriots pick somebody up, everyone automatically assumes, oh, my God, this player is going to be amazing because he's with the Patriots and he's with the Cheaters and blah, blah, blah. And the fact is, they've spent $65 million in free agency so far this year. You know what happens when teams spend that much, by and large? Historically, what happens? They end up being pretty bad. Look at the Philadelphia Eagles. When they spent all that money and they were supposed to be Super Bowl contenders, they didn't even win 8 games.
Well, I, for one, would prefer to see the Patriots terrible.
Yeah, me too.
But for that, I need to go and motorboat God, which I didn't do in the setting which I was there. Because, no, I don't want to motor... Listen, I'm trying to be respectful here.
Why are we still talking about motorboat? But I thought we moved on from that.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.